Chinese Ambassador to the U.S. Cui Tiankai says it is more important than ever for the U.S. and China to strengthen sub-national ties, reiterating that a cooperation is the only right option for the two countries.
We know too well that in today's world, no country can prosper alone. China will continue to pursue development with a commitment to opening up and achieve win-win results through cooperation with other countries. And to this end, we regard the United States as an important cooperation partner. This year also marks the 40th anniversary of China-U.S. diplomatic relations. We have learned from the past four decades that cooperation is the only right option for our two countries, and this has brought huge benefits to our two peoples, as evidenced by the booming cooperation between many American states and Chinese provinces.
She says people from both countries share hope for greater engagement and understanding, not decoupling or estrangement. Kentucky Governor Matthew Bevin says he believes that a decoupling will never happen between U.S. and China. He has called for further efforts from the local level to advance bilateral ties between the U.S. and China, even though it may take time.
We have to continue to speak company to company, state to state, person to person, culture to culture. This has to happen. There will be a modernization of the trading relationships between our countries. It will be updated. It will change, but change is good. So this conference is designed to help find a solution.
Provincial officials from Chongqing, Shanxi, Jiangxi, and Gansu are attending the event. They have introduced the development and business opportunities in China. Gansu Province Vice Governor Zhang Shizhen says a more open China is creating increasing opportunities for both China and its partners. He also extended a warm welcome to U.S. enterprises and investors to come to China.
China is accelerating all-round opening up, during which process Gansu has gained great development opportunities. For instance, under China's Belt and Road Initiative, the inland Gansu province has become hotspot for investment. We welcome U.S. enterprises and investors to come to Gansu, and we will also encourage more investment into the U.S. from Gansu. Cooperation would bring us greater mutual benefit and win-win outcomes.
Leaders from the U.S. states of Washington, Tennessee, Colorado, and Michigan also made speeches at the event. The National Governors Association, one of the organizers of the event, says about 400 people from both countries are attending the event. It says this shows strong interest in forging and maintaining strong relationships at the subnational level for the mutual benefit of the United States and China. Initiated in 2011, the China-U.S. Governors Forum has become an important platform to promote exchanges and cooperation between local governments of the two countries. For CRI, this is Chen Xiaoming reporting from Lexington, Kentucky.